With the arrival of quality musicians in the late 20s, the Montmartre Quarter rapidly transformed into a jazz mecca. The cabarets and bars all featured black and mostly black jazz bands or West Indian music. With tolerant law enforcement, an influx of African-American musicians, and the best jazz in Europe, Montmartre became a world-class entertainment destination second to none.
It was a thrilling, wide-open town,
recalled trumpet player Bill Coleman in his autobiography.
Paris had everything that New York had, and then some. The cafes, the bars stayed open 24 hours a day. Living was not expensive, the people were friendly, and a jazz musician was considered a human being.
Coleman and Goody became friends and colleagues. In Europe, as he did in each of his several musical lives, Goody quickly maneuvered himself to a position near the summit of his professional and creative environment. And within a couple of years, he was working at two of the most successful and popular night spots, Bricktop's Cabaret and Zelly's Royal Box. Zelly's was the highest profile jazz venue in Paris and a wild, boozy club. Hiring musicians was done by Gene Bullard, a big personality in the community. The former boxing champion and first World War air ace was a big man about town. He served as a kind of informal counselor and enforcer at large for African Americans in Montmartre.
People felt they had to come to Zelly's. It was the only place in Paris that was open all night, and everybody who was anybody went there.
Bullard played the drums at Zelly's, though not very well, even by his own admission. Big Boy was playing saxophone at Zelly's from about 1927 to 30, amidst other work. And besides Big Boy and Bullard on drums, the band usually consisted of trumpeter Cricket Smith, who'd been in Paris quite a while, and Glover Compton, a formidable ragtime and stride pianist in the Willie the Lion mold. Though Goody was playing alto in the early days, his tenor style was already well-established when his first solos appeared on phonograph disc in 1933. Here's a little bit of scandalous detail about Zelly's, because there was kind of a scam going on. You see, there were girls who were surreptitiously employed by the club to induce patrons to buy maybe just a little bit more champagne than they otherwise might. So after the first bottle, girls were paid a cut for each additional bottle. Needless to say, a great deal of champagne was consumed.